Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Last summer, according to the American Brewers Association, the number of breweries in the U.S. topped 3,000 for the first time since the 1870s. The majority of them are small local craft breweries, and numbers are expected to increase as the resurgence in American brewing continues to grow. South Dakota has at least 14 microbreweries and brew pubs. This is American Craft Beer Week, a celebration of the culture and community of craft brewers across the country. And joining us for more about craft beer are two of the state's brewers. Josh Fritz is co-founder of Crow Peak Brewing Company in Spearfish. It's the first brewery to distribute in South Dakota since 1942. And Josh, welcome to Dakota Midday.
How's it going today, Carl?
Doing just fine. Also with us on the line is Seth Cook, co-founder and head brewer of Wooden Legs Brewing Company in Brookings. And Wooden Legs is celebrating its second anniversary this week. And Seth, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us, Carl.
Well, I'd like to start out with a basic question. What is craft beer, Josh? How would you define craft beer?
Well, there's a technical definition, I guess, for craft beer, which is it's got to be a small, independently owned brewery that adheres to some basic ingredient rules. They can't use adjuncts in the way of, like, corn and rice as a mainstay ingredient in that beer. You also have to produce less than 6 million barrels a year, which seems a little large, in my opinion, of what a craft brewery should be. But, so it's all about local and independent.
Well, Seth, for people who are unfamiliar with craft beer, how would you compare it to the big popular brands beyond just, you know, it's produced by smaller companies, it's local? I mean, as far as, you know, taste and that sort of thing.
Well, the craft beer movement has really kind of been focused around taste primarily. These brewers usually started as home brewers, myself and Josh included, and what we wanted to do is kind of explore some of the outer realms of what beer could be, whether that be styles that may not be distributed in South Dakota or maybe just things that were forgotten, or, you know, maybe in some cases home brewers just try to replicate something that they've really liked before. So to say what a craft beer tastes like would be really difficult to put it in one little box, but I guess that's kind of the fun of it. People really enjoy the chance to go try and experiment not only brewing but tasting different things, everything from you know, the really rich molassesy stouts all the way to the grassy floral flavors of IPA. So craft beer probably doesn't fit just in one specific category.
So Seth, for you, when you know, how do you come up with a new beer style to serve at Wooden Legs there in Brookings? Is it just that you're experimenting and it takes time to find something that is worth sharing with your customers?
It's a lot of research, painstaking research, as you can imagine. No, that's not. What we have the opportunity, and Josh says over there at the tap room, is we have immediate feedback from all of our customers, and that's probably the really cool thing about craft beer, is that if you head over to Crow Peak or you head over to Wooden Legs or any of the dozen of craft breweries, you're no more than 10, 15 feet away from what's made, and you're no more than a conversation away from the brewer. So what we do is we sit down with a lot of our regulars and just kind of pick their brain, what they like. If they like different types of hops or different additives or different styles. We really, really, in our area, let the city of Brookings and the people here of our community kind of push us in directions that they like to go. And it's been just a discovery point. Fun stuff to do, and it's went different directions. It seems the seasonal, there's always seems to be seasonal preferences. So, the gloves come off. There's really nothing that is off limits in terms of style and flavors.
So for you, Josh Fritz, at Crow Peak Brewing Company, how do you develop your beers? Is it the same sort of thing, same manner that Seth was just describing?
Yeah, a lot of that. We like to brew beer that we want to drink as well. And sometimes we hit on something that becomes really popular, so we kind of scale that up to something that we distribute out. They're not always popular with everybody, but we try to keep it interesting and definitely listen to the feedback from the consumers and try to replicate those beers that they like as well. So, yeah, we have fun with it and just try to keep it interesting.
Well, for you, Josh, as maybe you're talking with someone who's never really tried craft beer, is there a good way to that you found in your experience to maybe get someone started and maybe, you know, dipping their toe into the pool of craft beer?
Yes, I mean we make some pretty basic beers that maybe don't have as much flavor as some of the other craft beers, and a lot of times that's a good way to get somebody started towards drinking more flavorful beers. On the other hand, there's some people that don't like that that flavor of the mainstream beers, and so when you say beer, they just, I'm not a beer drinker, I don't like beer. So if you get into describing some of the flavors that are in some of the darker beers or the bigger beers, like, you know, coffee flavors and chocolate flavors, well, then they grab onto that and say, well, I like coffee and I like chocolate, so maybe I should try this, and this is not their idea of what beer is. And so you can kind of get people into it that way as well.
Seth Cook, for you, how do you like to introduce people to craft beer, people that don't usually drink it or haven't decided to try it yet?
Same thing as Josh. You know, you may not make an immediate association to the beer they'd like, but there's always drinks out there that people really appreciate, whether it be coffee or chocolate or teas or wines or about anything. And then most craft beer bars have a flight paddle, which is usually about a 4-ounce sample of any of the styles, and people that are just new to it will come in and order a flight and be able to taste through 3 or 4 different styles before they pick one. What I've noticed is that most people, once you have a chance to sit there and kind of explain the beer to them and explain maybe even the history of the beer and some of the flavor profiles, they'll really get into it and really start kind of enjoying and be able to taste the different ways. We've been open for 2 years on Wednesday, and I have yet to find a single person that we haven't at least found a good beer for that fits them, even if they say they're not beer drinkers.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. It's American Craft Beer Week, and we're talking with a couple of South Dakota brewers, Josh Fritz, co-founder of Crow Peak Brewing Company in Spearfish, as well as Seth Cook, co-founder and head brewer of Wooden Legs Brewing Company in Brookings. And Josh, how long has Crow Peak been around now?
Well, it's been around since 2007, so just over 8 years now. And we expanded again in 2009, and that's when we, shortly after that, started distributing to other parts of the state and out of state. So yeah, we've been around a little over 8 years. It's been an adventure.
And how has the beer community in South Dakota changed or grown since Crow Peak got started?
Well, there was, I believe, when Crow Peak started, that they were probably about the third brewery at that time. Since then, like you said, there is up to 14 now. And just that you've seen a shift in people's tastes and in what they want to drink, their preferences. Also seeing a shift into the more local things, supporting local businesses, and it's really starting to take off. Where South Dakota always tends to lag a little bit behind, it seems like, but we're really starting to hit our stride now in the craft beer movement. I think we'll see quite a bit more growth in the years ahead.
Well, what does that mean for you, Josh, that there are more breweries in addition to Crow Peak? Is that good for you? Is that good for everyone? Is there room for more breweries in South Dakota?
Oh, I believe so. We've always taken the approach that, you know, if we can help somebody else get started, then that's just going to help us all. Because what we're really trying to do is get people away from drinking the big macro brewed beer and convert them over to drinking something more flavorful and a, you know, a microbrewery, something local. And so South Dakota being like fourth in the nation, I believe, in beer consumption, and being like 45th or 46th in the nation in the number of craft breweries, I think we have plenty of room to to make strides in that, in the craft beer industry.
Well, for you, Seth Cook, Wooden Legs celebrating its second anniversary this week. When you got started, did you see that there is room for a new brewery there in Brookings?
Yeah, we actually sat down with Jeff and Josh over at Crow Peak, and they kind of guided some of our plans. And we sat down and they had the same conversation where Josh said, you guys need to, you need to do this right. We need South Dakota to make their own beer. We need to give people the local options. And when we were planning to do it in Brookings, we would tell people of our plans, and people and just general public would just blown away that there wasn't a brewery in Brookings. And at that time, there wasn't even a brewery in Sioux Falls, and there's now been some added there. It really, if you look at a map, a distribution map of where all the little craft and micro and nano breweries are, the I-29 corridor had a real significant absence, and that's been since fixed. I think there's a number of going. There's one in Watertown, a new one in Watertown. There's a number in Sioux Falls that have opened up. There's ours here in Brookings, and I hear plans all the way up and down the I-29 corridor of places looking to get it, looking to do it, and that's what people want. They want the local beer. They want, they love craft beer. They love the flavors, but they really kind of like to know the brewers. They like to come in and sit down and talk with the people that made it. And I think there's a whole number of communities throughout the state of South Dakota that this plan would work for. People, we love our hometowns, and we love when things are made from our hometowns. And there's going to be a number of opportunities to increase the craft beer made in the local communities.
So it sounds, Seth, like there's a community of craft brewers in the state that most everyone works together then.
Yeah, and it's been great. I mean, I know all the brewers, and Josh does too, by first name. We've worked on projects together. We still have an email chain and a couple threads that we all jump on and kind of chit chat about what the victories or the defeats of the day are. Bit more victories often than not, and we're here to support each other. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if customers go to the store or go to the pub and pick up a pint that was, made in South Dakota, everybody wins. And we love telling each other stories as well. So it's a really cool community to be part of. And I think if you spend any time in any of the breweries or any of the brew pubs around the state, you'll get a sense of that community.
Josh, do you think there's anything distinctive about the South Dakota breweries? I'm wondering if there's been created or there's unique styles or flavors of beer that have been developed in South Dakota that perhaps you can't get elsewhere?
Oh, to a certain degree. I think, one of the things we're lacking here in South Dakota is the ability to buy ingredients that are actually produced in South Dakota. You can a little bit with the hops. Currently, there's no one producing malted barley in the state, so from like a terroir perspective, there's probably, you're not going to get much. But I think just being, Midwestern kind of towns and a Midwestern state, there's probably a little bit of that shows up in the beer somewhere.
Seth, do you think that there are things that are distinctive or maybe will become distinctive about South Dakota beer that you say, oh, yeah, that's a South Dakota beer, or maybe beer doesn't quite work that way?
It does. All the brewers get to, I liken it to art. We get to use the same paints. How we put it on the canvas can be a little unique, but it definitely, we have access to the same ingredients. What I've noticed kind of universally in South Dakota is the beers that I've tried from the breweries that have been here a while, even the brewers that are starting, most of the beers are really well balanced. I actually think the South Dakota is well represented in the technical soundness of the beers. You'll get into some areas of the world where, and I'd say the Pacific Northwest is probably a good example. They have such a large number of breweries that sometimes the only time the brewery stands out is when they make things that are pretty far off the deep end in terms of ingredients, whether it be donuts or bacon or super hops or these things. And those can drift away. They become novelty and kind of drift away from the real true drinkable craft beer experience. But I think in the state of South Dakota, everybody has put together a really good beer. Definitely have their own interpretations. Crow Peak has an IPA. We have an IPA. Although they fit in the same category, definitely two different interpretations of that category.
Well, Seth and Josh, I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and I wish you a happy American Craft Beer Week. I know that both of you have things going on in your establishments.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, and just let everybody in South Dakota know that to drink local, especially this week. Go out and support your local breweries.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Josh Fritz, co-founder of Crow Peak Brewing Company in Spearfish. We also talked with Seth Cook, co-founder and head brewer of Wooden Legs Brewing Company in Brookings, just two of the about 14 breweries in South Dakota. This is American Craft Beer Week.